All aboard! This train leaves Union Station with a full head of steam, headed for all points south. We'll be passing through the land of peanuts and persimmons, pumpkins and pears. The dining car is located in the rear. Have your tickets ready. Stick your head out the window and watch the drivers roll. Duck your head, low bridge. This train runs so fast it takes two men to see it. One to say, yonder she comes, and the other to say, there she goes. Porter, porter, I say porter, who shined my shoes last night?
Well, I most certainly did, sir. What seems to be the trouble?
One of my shoes is brown and the other is black.
Well, that's funny. A man got off at Roanoke who complained of the very same thing.
Say, porter, how much do you charge to carry baggage?
25 cents for the first parcel and 15 cents for each additional parcel.
In that case, I'll just carry the first one myself. Pour on the coal! We're now passing through the lovely Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, the land of grits, greasy beans, and gravy. I'll never forget the time I was a conductor on a train that ran so slow that it finally just came to a complete stop. Here's how I handle it. First class passengers, keep your seat. Second class passengers, get out and walk. Third class passengers, get out and push. One time, a grateful passenger handed me a fine cigar, saying, I've ridden on this train 100 times, and it is always late. Please accept this cigar as a small token of my appreciation for getting us into the station right on time. I'm sorry to break it to you like this, buddy, I told him, but this is yesterday's train. Ah, yes, shovel in a little more coal. I'll never forget when a passenger tipped me pretty good to wake him up in time to get out in Washington. When he finally woke up and discovered he'd passed his stop, he was mad as a boiled owl. I said, mister, you think you're mad? You should have seen the fella I put off at Washington. One time, an old man with long gray whiskers came through the cars selling popcorn, chewing gum, and candy. Hey there, old timer. I thought boys were supposed to do your job. He looked up at me and said, I was a boy when this train started. Rolling on down the line. Conductor, conductor, this fella sitting next to me is a lunatic. He claims to be George Washington.
Don't worry, I'll take care of that.
Next station, Mount Vernon. One time a man handed me 1.5 tickets for himself and his big overgrown son, who had a full beard and was getting a little bald on top. I asked him, how old's your son?
Why, he's in the neighborhood of 12 years of age.
Mister, he may be in that neighborhood, but he ain't even on that street.
Say there, sir, would you like me to brush you off?
No, thanks. At the next station, I'll just get off. Coming into the station. All out for Charlotte, North Carolina. Don't forget your handbags, billfolds, bundles, and babies. I thank you.